So, what are you worth? What gives you value? In our culture, that's often measured in dollars, our net worth, our salary. What gives you value? Is it your accomplishments, your success, your job, your income, your social status, what you do and how well you do it, the kind of car you drive, the size and address of your house, your appearance, how attractive you are, your clothes, the success of your children, or for your children, the success of your parents? It's easy for us to measure ourselves in those ways in our culture, in American culture. Of course, for us as people of faith, the correct answer is none of the above. Our deepest value and dignity comes from what, not from what we do or accomplish or possess, but from who we are as God's daughter or God's son. And that's one of the main meanings of this feast. At the baptism, we just heard that God the Father declared to Jesus at the baptism at the Jordan, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And that line is often used in retreats. And this last summer, I used that on my retreat just to sit with that I'm God's beloved daughter, I'm God's beloved Son, in whom God is well pleased, and just to rest in that awareness. And the mission of Jesus is to draw all of us into that special relationship that he has with the Father so that we too are part of God's family and we too are God's daughters and God's sons. And this is really what our deepest value comes from and our deepest meaning and our deepest worth, by being God's beloved daughters and sons. And I think this is a real difficult concept for us as Americans, where we, as I mentioned before, where we very much are valued by what we do, by our accomplishments, what we contribute, our productivity, economically and socially, our economic and social status. When I spent a year in Australia, when somebody was laid off from work, they were declared that they were redundant. And imagine that, you're redundant. How does that feel, to be redundant? And to be honest, I preach this homily as much to myself as to any of you. It's easy for me to fall into the trap of valuing myself or measuring myself by my accomplishments, by how well I'm doing, by how successful I am, by the feedback I get, or how well the parish is doing. But valuing ourselves in this external way by our accomplishments is really a ticket to anxiety and emotional ups and downs, just like the stock market these months. If I do well, I'm happy. If I don't do so well, I'm sad. And that's really, you know, not how it should be. We should have a deeper peace than that, a peace that only Christ can give. However, if I realize that my deepest worth and value and dignity comes from who I am as God's son or daughter, that can never really be taken from me. And I think the closest analogy I can think of for that is royalty. One of my little secret pleasures is I'm kind of a fan of the royal family. I watch The Crown with my community. If People magazine has Princess Meghan or Kate on the cover, I always get it and want to see what the latest gossip is. But what is the value of Prince William or Harry of Great Britain? It's not anything they accomplished. All they had to do was be born. Their value comes in being the grandson of the Queen and therefore heirs to the throne. And that was, as I mentioned, that was really the grace of the retreat, my retreat this summer, to just rest in that realization, that awareness, that I am God's beloved son. And no matter how bad I mess up, that really can never be taken from me. I can just rest in that and really just bask in that. That was a wonderful grace, and it was a very consoling and peaceful retreat. Because I'll tell you, Jesuits, we can fall into that trap of being measured by our accomplishments as much as anybody. We're a fairly accomplished group, and we can be very competitive, and we can measure ourselves and each other by our accomplishments, and that can be a real, real trap. I never had a Jesuit superior tell me, "Warren, you don't have to worry about what you do or how well you do it. You're just God's beloved son. You don't have to succeed at what you're doing. You don't have to do it well. You don't have to work hard." Never got that message. So in a sense, I'm not preaching down at you at all. I'm preaching to myself. And I guess that's the grace I really wish for each one of you for this feast. The grace of realizing deep down within you that you are God's beloved daughter, that you are God's beloved son, and that gives you infinite dignity, far greater than Princess Kate or Prince William, far, far greater than that. It's a deep, deep dignity and worth that we receive. And of course, it's true not only for us, but also for all of the members of God's family as well. And that's the core of Catholic social teaching, that every human being has an inalienable and intrinsic dignity as God's child, and therefore should be treated with respect and care, and never devalued or disrespected or mistreated or discarded as worthless or redundant. But the grace that I pray for each one of you this morning is that you can rest in that awareness that you are God's beloved son, and that you are God's beloved daughter, and that you can just rest in that, bask in that, and let that kind of console you. It's a wonderful, wonderful grace indeed. And that, I hope that you and I, that all of us can really receive that grace, that it's not just a cliche, not just something we see on a poster or hear in a song, but that we realize that we truly are God's beloved daughters and God's beloved sons. And that gives us infinite value that can never be taken from us. Even if we mess up, it's still there. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.